This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to Access All Areas. Yes, we are very much live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Collins.
How are you doing, Ellen?
I'm great, hon. How are you?
Really good, thank you, babe. Really good. We'll have a little catch-up in a minute. But you lovely lot listening, you guys know by now, we're always here to bring you the very best tea in showbiz land. And, of course, tonight is no different. We've got a jam-packed one. We're going to be joined by the most recent Love Islander victor. We've got Sam Taylor joining us. And then we have got a little bit of I Kissed a Girl. We've got Leisha and Abby coming into the studio. So it is going to be a reality fest special of a show. Try saying that with a mouthful of an ears.
I know, yeah. I was like, he's spitting those words out.
Now, we always start with our showbiz roundup, and we have got the lovely Lottie back in the studio. Lottie, how are you, honey?
I'm good, guys. How are you? Great to be back.
Oh, so, so good to have you. I get tan envy, honestly. Lottie's tan is amazing. I need to go home and fake bake.
It's fading now. Now I'm back here, though, that's for sure. Absolutely. Do you know who's getting a good tan? The Love Islanders, right,
yeah,
guys?
Nice, so great, little segue. This ain't her first radio.
Well, I'm enjoying it, guys. That's all I'm going to say. But while we can talk about the goss, there are a couple of things online at the moment that have got people talking, and it's very food related. So we're coming in with some food. If you're hungry, I'm sorry, right? So Joey Essex, Towie, you'll know him, Bobby.
Absolutely.
So he's on the show. One of his dietary habits, I don't know if he did this when you knew him, but he's got people talking because he eats 12 eggs a day. So basically, he was talking to the other islanders on Unseen Bits, and he said, you know what, I really need to keep up with my protein. So he was rifling through the cupboards trying to look for eggs, and then he admitted he eats 12 eggs a day. Now I think that's really weird. I don't know about you guys.
That is so weird.
Yeah,
I mean, the only thing is scrambled eggs, they whittle down.
I love how you're making excuses right now.
But it's almost like spinach, do you know when you see the
spinach, it goes to nothing, and before you know it, it's like a little bit of cress in the saucepan. You're like, where did that whole packet go?
That's a whole packet. It's one spoonful.
Yeah.
And it's the same with scrambled eggs. You put four eggs in a pan.
They're gone.
That's one slice of toast.
That's true. So I guess we can let him off there, maybe. Yeah. But what we can't let off, something is absolutely appalling, Ronnie. So we know Ronnie Vint, right, he's on Love Island. He's one of Olivia Atwood's best friends, actually. So he's kind of been pulling a lot of girls for chats. They might be put off, though, by the fact that he was seen in a little clip squirting loads of mayonnaise on his spag bowl.
Fuck that. Not for me.
Thank goodness. Yeah, no. I think it's disgusting.
But I do have a friend, and she has mayo with absolutely everything.
Oh no.
So
like
she would put it on a curry.
Oh.
No.
No.
See,
no.
I can relate in a certain, and I've got a little bit better, but I very much was and still am a secret tomato ketchup. I'm a Tommy K addict.
Oh.
And it literally, I used to offend my mum to such a point that it would go on roast dip, like roast dinner, Chinese. Name it, no. Tommy K went on it. And I've tried to ring it back a little bit, but it's just there. And I think I'm a condiment queen.
Would you put ketchup on a sandwich?
Oh, that's
absolutely
normal, though, isn't it?
It's kind of like a sandwich, a bacon normal. And sausage sandwich, fine.
Yeah.
But like, what if you're having like a ploughman or a...
Oh, no, no. You know,
chicken, see, a ploughman, I probably would.
Would you?
Cheese and ketchup's a nice combo.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... I'm trying to think one sandwich I wouldn't put ketchup on. There isn't...
egg and cress.
Egg and ketchup, lovely mix. If you had a fried egg sandwich.
True. Well,
ketchup's a lovely compliment.
Tuna.
Oh, I don't eat nothing out the sea.
Oh, there we go.
Typical gay man. Meat I eat, fish I don't. You won't catch me with a tuna or a trout hanging out of my mouth anytime soon.
Well, everyone's saying it's a red flag and he should be kicked off the island. So, right. I mean, it's pretty disgusting. But what I also want to say is we've got a second celebrity bombshell reportedly coming in. So what do you guys think of Joey being in there, first of all? We were chatting about this. I mean, celebrities in Love Island, bit different.
Yeah, mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I kind of think in defence of the show, production and ITV, I kind of think something had to change and elevate the show.
Yeah.
It had kind of got to point, especially now we're getting two a year. Obviously, we had the winter, and I know they pulled winter last year and replaced it with All Stars. So that's a different kettle of fish, because All Stars is like when we had Celebrity Big Brother. Do you know what I mean? People are always going to tune in to people they watch, especially years ago when people they watch, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, fair play to the show's defence, not that the show or ITV need me to sit here and defend on Access All Areas, but I think something had to change. I know there's been a lot of some people have been really unhappy about it on social media, saying he's got an unfair advantage.
Yeah.
And is he guaranteed to get to the final? Will he win?
Yeah.
And I'm sure some people stood in the villa when he entered as a bombshell. I bet their heart fell out their arseholes.
Oh,
I
yeah,
bet they thought
totally.
Joey Essex is fucking is guaranteed to get to the final.
Yeah.
Let's have it right.
But he's also gorgeous. So for the poor guys in there, probably panicking, aren't they? Like, no end.
He's a salt.
He's a salt. But you know him, Bobby. Like, do you think he's got genuine intentions going in there? What do you think?
Yeah, I love Joe. Like, me and Joe worked together for years. Do you know what I mean? We go back about 12, 13 years now. Yeah, but it's, of course, yeah, for sure. And I think it's one of them things that it's hard to know. And I haven't spoke to him about him going into Love Island or anything. Like you say, it's all secret, squirrel and stuff. But yeah, you can't judge just because someone's in the public eye whether their intentions are right or not. And I think not just for, and in so many, I say this about being a gay man, I think dating's hard. I think dating's hard in the public eye. But again, not expecting anyone to sit there and cry for us, you know what I mean? But I think just in general, dating's hard.
Yeah.
It's a different kettle of fish now. Gone are the days like when you hear people's parents and grandparents, they've been together since they was at school. And that's lovely if you can be with someone since you're 16.
Yeah.
You've only slept with one person, you get married. It's lovely in a fairy tale.
Yeah, exactly.
But that ain't the way now. Now people can swipe left and right. Everyone's
it's different.
Digital age. I think everyone, sadly, is kind of always edging their bets for the next best thing.
Yeah, totally.
So you're saying he's genuinely going in there for love?
I mean, I can't possibly. I would imagine, Joey's not got a. But he's not a bad guy, do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't like to say he's going in with any ulterior And to be fair, really, he doesn't have to have any ulterior...
Yeah.
It's Joey Essex, do you know what I mean?
It's Joey Essex.
So he's got a very good career. The boy is doing all right.
He's doing all right.
But I think
it'll be good viewing regardless.
Totally. But that's where the problem lies, I think, is a lot of people are saying that the girls that are wanting to get with Joey and this other reported bombshell that we'll talk about coming in, it's almost like, are they fangirling? Are they, you know, do they want it because of that or do they want him because of, you know, the fame? Because it's quite a fine line, isn't it? And a lot of people are saying that about, I want to say it's Samantha, who he's getting to know. They're saying it's a bit tricky between them. But I don't know. So we have got a reported second bombshell, though, coming in, which is Abby Quinnan. I don't know if you know her. So she actually went out with AJ Pritchard of Strictly Come Dancing fame.
Oh, is that the girl that sadly got burned in the TikTok
video? That's exactly it. Yeah. So she and AJ were together, I think, for 4 years. But a source has said, so she's well known in her own right, but after her breakup with AJ, she fancied a fresh chance at love. And Joey's gone in, and Abby was kind of in talks for a while with producers, and it looks like she might be going in now. So it's going to be interesting. Will she couple up with Joey? Do you know what I mean? Will there be like an inter-celeb? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
they probably know each other from just
exactly.
Like
Interesting stuff.
Watch this space,
what
guys.
What is for sure is that we'll be talking about this for weeks to come.
Oh, you better believe it.
So that's your Wednesday evening sort for the summer, guys. What else, Lottie Babe? Love Island aside, what's caught our eye?
There's been a lot actually this week, but one thing everyone is talking about is an old interview that's resurfaced. Kim Kardashian, okay, she's been slammed. So Kim Kardashian likes to do kind of things that we all like to talk about, right? But one thing she's done recently is apparently she's taken a private jet to Paris to get a cheesecake, but she went for just the night. So she apparently flew over there. She said in a Vogue interview she had to have this cheesecake, and it was in a 2015 interview with Vogue, but it's, you know how the internet's the internet.
Yeah.
It's come back around now and everyone's saying that it's really entitled, who would do that? But she said she just wanted to have this cheesecake, so why not? What do you guys think of that? Would you do it?
I mean, that's a bit wild, isn't it? But that's the most Kardashian thing I've ever heard in my life.
And I mean, you have to remember, these girls are, and again, this ain't me, clearly ain't picking sides because but just in terms of where these girls are in their careers and their lives, they live a very extraordinary life.
Mm,
so what's extravagant to us?
Yeah,
it's normal to them.
These girls have private jets.
Yeah.
It's like us getting an Uber.
Yeah, it's so true.
God, I'd hate to be in the air for that long. Like, that is not...
Baby, she's got a lovely plane. Do you know what I mean? She ain't set on a certain airline.
Do a bit of life, man, you know?
Yeah, but like, they still probably get turbulence and stuff.
True.
Like, imagine if that was your flight that went down. You'd be like,
for
fuck's sake. For
a cheesecake.
For a cheesecake.
I know.
It wasn't for a fashion week or anything.
But also, it wasn't even there when she got there. So she she went all the way to Paris. They said, no, we don't have it. She said, you don't understand. I have to have it. And obviously, Kim being Kim, they pulled some strings.
Oh, I bet.
She got it in the end. Yeah. She got it in the end. But yeah, people are not happy with this. They've called her entitled, whatever. But it's like you said, Bobby, I think if you had that opportunity to do that, you kind of would, wouldn't you? You know, you would.
I mean, the only thing is, Taylor Swift gets so much shit for her private jets.
Oh, so much.
So much. She's flying around the world for actual shows. She's holding up economies. Like, yeah. She's actually making countries money. Yeah. And here's Kim Kardashian under the radar flying for cheesecake to Paris and nobody's batting an eyelid.
I know.
It's a funny one because I can see why there are people that are pissed off about it. Like, the entitlement, as you say, people are saying, carbon footprints.
Yeah.
Especially, there was someone on social media, again, like you say, Lottie, like internet's the internet. And sometimes trolls, I'm at a stage in my life now where I actually legit laugh at trolls. Some of the, especially if they're a creative troll. Different story when they say they're outside your house with a petrol bomb.
Oh, yes.
How about that? Look out your curtains, goodness. I'm here with a petrol bomb.
Wow.
Thanks, boo. Oh, so that's a different level. But some guys, and literally just paraphrasing, was like, Kim Kardashian's flying from LA to Paris to get a cheesecake and I'm stuck here sucking on a paper straw.
Yeah.
Trying to save the world.
Someone said that. Yeah.
So it kind of makes me laugh a little bit. And I'm like, he's trying to troll her, but I'm sure, not that I know Kim, but that made me go, so I bet she thinks, do you know what? Carry on with your paper straw.
This is it. She got her cheesecake.
Good luck to her.
Yeah, exactly. And do you know what? The paper straws aren't going to do shit. Like, let's be
honest.
Why
are they so bad?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
I saw a meme the other day.
I'll be honest, and I don't know if it's a veneer thing or.
No, it's not.
They dissolve in my mouth. And I'm big on textures, like, especially with food, but I don't like things in my mouth that don't feel good. Do you know what
I mean? Where's this going?
And a floppy paper straw in my mouth.
Had to say it.
It's not the one. And when it goes soggy and floppy on me, I don't like it. I do love a plastic straw. And I know they're trying to save the dolphins.
Yeah.
I don't know why dolphins are out there eating plastic straws in the sea. I don't know the logistics.
It's better when it's harder, isn't it?
But I do agree, Lottie. I can concur. But I don't get the paper thing, because excuse my ignorance here, but aren't we going to be getting through a lot of trees now?
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, you can't do wrong for doing right,
can you? Because every coffee shop, even like fast food restaurants, everywhere's paper straw. You can't get plastic. That's one of the lovely benefits about being on holiday now.
Yeah.
When I walk into a bar and I'm like, oh my God, plastic straws.
Yeah,
and the waiter looks like, you would have thought he just gave me a scratch card. I'm like, oh my God, it's plastic straws.
I saw someone say, we need to find a middle ground, a straw that doesn't last a million years and doesn't last 4 seconds.
Exactly.
Just somewhere
what
in
is
the
it?
Middle.
Bamboo, potentially. Who knows?
Do you know what I can't bear? And again, I think it's a sensation thing, you know, the and I'm all for sustainability and stuff, but the material that literally grinds my gears and hurts my soul is you can get chrome straws.
Oh, I hate them, but they're good for veneers, aren't they? They're meant to be
they're porcelain, Marta. If they'd be chipped to fuck, they'd look like an old greasy spoon mug after 16 years. I'd be fucking chipping my teeth left. Yeah. Nah, not for me. Anyway, enough about my teeth. Moving on, Lottie. What's next on the showbiz round?
Right, next up, we're going to talk about Billie Eilish. It's a bit of a sad one because she said she's lost all her friends.
Oh.
And so basically, when she got famous, she said she couldn't relate to anyone. But she's basically gone viral recently because she spoke in a new interview saying since she's become famous, she literally had no friends, to the point where when she was 20, she had her birthday, she looked around the room and they were all employees. So it kind of made her realise, okay, something's not right, because if they stopped working for me, I'd literally have no one in my life. And it was to the point where she said she had absolutely not a friend at all. So she was on a podcast talking to Lily Allen, Makita Oliver, and she just said that she's really had to make the effort to make new friends, and now she's got like a crew and, you know, she's got all her close pals. But I think a lot of people are surprised by it, because when you look at someone as famous as Billy, you just don't expect it at all. But actually, it's really common, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you get in the limelight to lose your pals and your friends. And
literally.
Yeah.
Like, didn't Britney say that in her book as well? She's like, she had a real solid group of girls from her hometown, Louisiana. And then when she hit the big time, they kind of all, you know, she didn't relate to them anymore.
Yeah,
and then also your circle becomes smaller because, you know, you have security and you're busy and all that. So you can see it happening.
I guess you question their intentions as well, right? Yeah. And like, why are they hanging out with me? I don't know. But
if they're your school friends, surely their intentions are right. Like new friends you'd have to question.
Yeah.
And fame aside, so kind of just moving on from showbiz, I think... Because to me, friendships are like any relationship. Mm. So whether it's with guys, girls, other.
Yeah.
Like when you're dating someone and it's a romantic relationship, people don't think anything of breaking up. Because if something don't serve you both anymore, there's nothing wrong with kind of going, do you know what, we had a lovely run at it, but it didn't work out. And I do believe... That can sometimes happen with friends. Sometimes you kind of, you outgrow each other.
Yeah. It's really common, isn't it? So you just don't expect it with a mate. Like, you think that they're going to be in your life forever. Yeah. But it's so true. As you change, they change, and it's natural. It's going to happen.
Yeah, completely. Especially where life's take you. So, like you say, especially if someone gets into showbiz, it's a very different world. Yeah. But then it could be someone's still partying and living their best life. Some people want to wait to their 40s, 50s to get married and have kids.
So true.
And then there's some, there's people that meet the love of their life, or they meet a guy or a girl, get married at 18 and have a load of kids, and they're changing nappies.
Yeah,
but they don't want to go to the sugar hut. Do you know what I mean? So you're out.
Speaking from experience,
who doesn't want to go to the sugar hut?
So like you could be out slut dropping with a Jaeger, and they're dealing with punamis. So
you know what? That is so true.
It is so true.
You can even see it like now, like someone in their like 30s. I'm 35. Some of my friends have kids. Some have two kids.
Yeah.
And I'm still hitting the showbiz drum.
Good. Like, yeah. That's the way. Yeah,
but
yeah.
You can see, conversations are so different in the friends group now.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
I'm having a Prosecco and they're like, I'm changing that.
Yeah.
But I bet they still all watch Love Island. That's the one thing that draws us all together, isn't it?
So, I love that. Thank you so much, Lottie. Before I let you go, my love, I was asking the lovely people in London Town, I'm not sure if you see, but literally weekly on social media, if you ain't following me, get over there at Bobby C. Norris. I do a weekly story and I ask my lovely fans and followers, what are you watching or binging? Because I was at Inspo and Ellen literally recommended Baby Reindeer to me like two days after it came out.
Yeah.
And I went down that rabbit hole, balls deep into a Baby Reindeer.
So good.
And I'm so glad I listened because she's told me a few things, a few recommendations. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then.
And he hasn't taken any since.
Didn't but I did with Baby Reindeer. Baby and Reindeer's of all the good. Things, the weirdest thing, the one I did, and I'm kind of glad because it's been a very topical thing for us to talk about on the show. But Baby Reindeer aside, I was like, do you know what? I'm going to ask. I'm going to take my Instagram story. To real life people.
Good.
I'm going to hit the town. I'm beating the streets of London.
Yes.
So, girls, before I play this week's Bobby on the Street, what are you binging at the moment? Could be Netflix, it could be any other streaming platform service.
Dancing for the Devil, I just finished it.
I was
Netflix.
About to say with Miranda and so good.
So good. Bobby's
so good.
Is it something to do with Devil Wears Prada?
No, absolutely not.
it's a TikTok cult. So basically all these TikTokers
7M.
Joined an American management company.
Yeah.
It's still going, but it turns out they joined a cult. So they thought it was a management company, turned out to be a cult.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
The family have disowned her. It's or they're trying to get her back in the life.
She's disowned them.
She's disowned them. That's it, not the family.
And there's one girl still kind of stuck in the cult.
Yeah.
Because others have left.
Yeah.
And they're all speaking out in this documentary. It is amazing.
So good.
And where can people find that?
Netflix.
Fuck a duck. I'm going out to watch that. Anyway, thank you again, Lottie.
Thank
love
you, guys.
You. Always here and serving us the tea. So, guys, here is what the lovely people in London Town had to say on what they are binging. Guys, it is time for Bobby on the Street, and I'm in the mood for a good old binge. I want to know, what are you binging on the old box? I've come to London Town to find out.
Eric with Benedict Cumberbatch. I think he's the actor of our generation.
Right now, I'm just watching any season of Drag Race. I love it.
Me and my house are currently binging Married at First Sight in Australia. It's so fake, but it's like perfect.
I just finished Baby Reindeer. Oh, so good. It was so addictive. I finished it in about a day and a half, I think.
I've been watching The Responder. I think I binged the whole first season in 2 days.
Les Gens. It's like Selling Sunset, but in France.
Bridgerton, of course.
Bridgerton.
I need to get on to Bridgerton. I've binged like all the first seasons, but I haven't got on to season 3 yet.
I've got to say, it's got to be Old School Taui. It has to be when it was good, though. When it was
good. On that note, we're going to take a little break, and then we are going to be joined by Sam Taylor from this year's Love Island. We will see you in 2.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
Hey!
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Oh, yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you thought, I'm going to shave off 10 years.
A 26. Third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, how old are you? I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told him? Probably not.
No. Ever?
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running round.
Except
like,
you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be 90. Yeah, you'd be 90.
I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Politics on Censor.
Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing, "Oh, Jeremy Corbyn." What is that like?
It was quite extraordinary. It was an amazing experience, and I was very pleased we did it. The office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah.
Every single one said it was really necessary for them to come.
The Dating Show.
I'm friends with a fair few exes, and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's timing is everything with that.
I think it depends what you cast as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, you know, isn't that a bit weird?
Think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level of... You can be friends with someone, but you can't be, like, best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff, but I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio, Access All Areas. I'm Bobby Norris and we are very much live. Now, we are joined by the lovely Sam Taylor, fresh out of this year's Love Island Villa. Sam, how are you doing, mate?
Yeah, not bad.
Good.
How is everything since you got back, since you touched back down in the UK? Is it crazy?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I haven't really stopped. I've literally just been running around like a headless chicken, I feel like, trying to sort everything out and trying to get people booked in for their air, really.
I was just about to ask, have you gone back to normal work or are you busy doing your showbiz rounds right now?
Well, literally a couple of hours ago, I posted on my Instagram me about going back to work.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think about it, to be honest. I'm struggling to reply to everyone. So, yeah, I need to figure out a different method to get everyone in.
I bet a lot of your lady clients are secretly glad that you're back in the UK because they're ready to have their roots done.
Oh, no, exactly. I've had many text messages and calls saying, thank God you're back. I need my roots doing.
I need my highlights,
son. Is that what they call it these days?
Yeah, some people are buzzing that I'm out.
So, Sam, I'm sure you've had a chance to kind of catch up. I don't know if you've caught up with the show. Have you seen any of it yet?
Yeah. I caught up with it because obviously I was on After Sun, so I wanted to make sure I was in the mix.
Yeah, which is a good piece of advice for anyone that's kind of come out, because it's very hard when you're on these shows, you don't know what's getting edited and put out. So because you're in there 24 hours a day, you can't just assume that everyone knows them that whole day, because you think, well, they've only seen a 46, 47 minute episode that night. So obviously a lot gets cut out. But from social media, and there's so much I want to touch upon, but firstly, I'm not sure if you've seen, but you were such a fan favourite, because now Love Island do this thing of kind of releasing and kind of leaking the Islanders. Yeah. I guess you're already in hiding by this point, but you had become a favourite before you'd even put your swimming shorts on. And then you got a few more fans after the swimming shorts come on.
I was thinking Joey must have known you were a favourite because you were gone the minute he came into the villa.
Yeah, exactly. To be honest with you, like, I didn't really think I was gonna blow up the way it all has. Like, it's just so overwhelming. And obviously, like, when you're in there and like you're in hiding and stuff like that, you don't know what's going on.
Mm.
And obviously the situation, what happened, was such a... Do you know what I mean? I'm absolutely gutted, and I didn't expect to have the have all the talk about me and all the like the following and stuff like that, like it's very overwhelming because I just didn't expect it to be the way it has.
Yeah, for sure. What went through your mind when Joey arrived and you're kind of all stood there? Did you all kind of stand there, and I'm guessing the lads more than the girls, but did your arse drop out your arsehole a bit? Did you think, oh, this is Joey Essex here, what's going on?
Well, to be honest, like, we were obviously, like, buzzing, like, it threw, like, such a, I don't know, like, it just completely changed the atmosphere. And obviously then when we pretty much got told, like, Joey's going to steal a girl and one of us is going home, it definitely just put a bit of a downer on the whole situation, because, like, obviously all of us were buzzing to be there. We've, like, obviously worked our absolute arse off to get there. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, for that to happen, like, it did, it kind of just dulled the mood a bit.
Yeah.
Obviously, straight from that point, I knew, like, Joey was going to go for Samantha.
Well, you just had a feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at it, like, everyone's seen Joey's ex-girlfriends and stuff like that, and Samantha's a stunning girl. So, like, I knew straight away it was going to be me. It was either going to be me or Kieran, really, I felt like. But, yeah, it was just a shame. It just a shame it lasted such a short amount of time, to be honest.
Do you think, we've seen some clips from last night's episode, but it looks like Samantha might actually be a fan of Towie, because she started quoting some quotes from Towie, and like Joey didn't even know what they were. And she was, he was like, stop quoting movies. And she's like, they're Towie quotes. So it's clear that she's a fan. Do you think now she's going to use that to her advantage, being with Joey?
I mean, it is a tough one. Like, you got to think, like, we're watching 40 odd minutes of like 24 hours. So they might just, they're the fun bits to watch. So, like, they're going to put those bits in. Mm. So if you're spending that much time, you're going to end up asking Joey about stuff on telly and like asking him stuff about certain things. That's going to be, yeah, it's going to be a thing. But obviously, throwing a celebrity in there, girls are going to be drawn to him because of who he is. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's definitely, obviously, he's a good looking lad and he's attractive and everything, but it's one of those things. I don't know if it's coming out now, if she's more of a fan in the fact she's Joey Essex.
I think there is a clip I've seen literally as I came into the studio. I'm not sure if it's a clip from tonight's episode or last. I've not seen last night's episode. Yeah. But they kind of sat on a sofa and she said, I'm just a huge fan of Towie.
Yeah.
So it's not even like people are going, is she? She sat there and she's told you, I'm a huge fan of Towie. Sam, was you a huge fan of Towie?
I'll be honest, I've never seen it. I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever watched. I obviously knew who he was and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think if I bumped into him or fell over him, I wouldn't really know who he was.
Yeah.
Until like someone would have said.
Yeah. So obviously you've touched upon the dynamics changing when Joey arrived, and I guess a celebrity going in general, and there's been a lot of say-so and a lot of buzz around this on social media, saying it kind of puts everyone at a disadvantage unless you're in this celeb pairing. Is the celeb always guaranteed to either win or get to the final? Because let's have it right, he's going to always do pretty well with screen time and airtime.
Do
you think it's fair for a celeb to be in there?
I think the good thing about Love Island, like, you've got a show where normal people get chucked in these situations, and it's such a like a massive experiment for everyone. Like, that's how I looked at it. Like, you've got loads of good-looking lads, loads of good-looking girls getting chucked in there, getting filmed 24 hours without the phones, like, no distractions. Like, I think that's the beauty of the show, is the fact it's so raw and you're watching normal people, like, crack on with each other and obviously having arguments and falling out and stuff like that, and it's exciting. And obviously, now you're watching a celebrity who has always been around the cameras, always, do you know what I mean? They have a rough idea what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what took it away from me. I'm like, you've got someone who's always been around the camera, always been used to being filmed, and all our slot were, we were still getting used to it. Do you know what I mean? It was the first night of like getting filmed and being mic'd up and stuff like that. So
do you think he's going to use that to his advantage?
I mean, I don't know. Like, it's a tough one. Like, it's very hard to say because you're only watching like 40 odd minutes of like
the whole
thing. So it's definitely a tricky one.
You know,
year.
I have a feeling that you're going to go back in the villa. Like we said, you were a fan favourite. And I feel like the producers will be silly to not know that, you know, give the people what they want. So I have a feeling you might be lined up for Casa Amor. Maybe you don't even know yet. Maybe you do, but I'm not going to ruin it for anyone. But if you did end up in Casa Amor, who would you pick out of the girls who are remaining?
Will you nick Samantha back?
I mean, obviously right now I don't know myself, like I don't know anything what's going on. I think,
are you telling me bullshit lies?
Honestly I swear God, like I don't know at the moment, like I don't know the plan. I don't know anything. So I mean, I do think it's only right. I was very shocked to see the fact I was a fan favorite from the get-go, like obviously I love that for me.
Yeah. I love that for you too, babe.
But
girls,
I don't know. Like,
what girls would you choose? Which girls would you steal in Casa? You know,
I don't know, it's a tough one.
All of them.
Yeah, like honestly, when I say like I got on with all the girls so well, like obviously, I was only in there for such a short amount of time, so I didn't have any time to actually like pursue any of them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard for me because like people don't realize like I talked to everyone and got on with everyone really well, and I thought everyone was really attractive and stuff like that. But yeah, it'd be one of those things. Like I've just have to just like pursue each one and see who I click with more. Do you
should,
know what I mean?
Yeah. Should you go back in a theoretical world, would there be a bit of a cock-off with you and Joey in terms of, would there almost be a, this is karma, I'm back, here's my revenge, I'm picking Samantha. Would that be in your head to kind of think almost a two fingers up?
I mean, I think Samantha and I, like, she didn't really give it any chance because end of the day, I got in, and then a couple of hours later, Joey walked in, and obviously her eyes lit up. Like, do you know what I mean? I think if you reverse that and put a girl in for the lads, I think the lads probably would have done the exact same thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just wish she gave it a bit more of a chance. And obviously, if I do get put back in, I do think that would be very, very interesting to watch.
Ooh, I think that would be so good. If you do go back in, please do something like that.
No,
we need the drama. We need the drama.
Well, how does it feel now you're back home and you're watching as a viewer? And it's people that you've met in real life, you've lived with for 2 days. So you kind of, when you're with people 24 hours a day, you kind of get to know each other a lot more than you would just working with someone 8 hours a day. So you kind of know these people pretty well. Now you're sat on your sofa watching them at 9 o'clock of an evening. How does it feel? Is everyone being their authentic self? Or are you seeing people? Are they game players? Because we are, let's have it right. There's a lot of people, especially ex-Love Islanders, they come on this show and they go, Bob, I'll be honest, there's a lot of people that go in there now for fame, followers and money. Mm-hmm. And I ain't mad at that. If you're honest about it, do you know what?
Yeah.
Some people want love, and that's lovely, from Love Island. Mm-hmm. Some people want brand deals, blue ticks, and a few hashtags bonds.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they want the coins.
Yeah.
Is there anyone out there in that villa that you think is a game player, not being authentic?
Like, with the lads and everything, like, all the lads have literally been themselves and exploring options and going with the flow of like the actual TV show. Do you know what I mean? Like, you see the lads talking to either having two girls at the same time and can't really decide about it and stuff like that. And like, that's the whole point of the show. Like, you're going to have two people at some points that you find attractive. Mm-hmm. And I think the guys are playing it a lot more like, do you know what I mean? It's a love game at the end of the day.
Yeah. You're meant to kind of explore, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think they're playing it around the right sort of way. And I think people are just getting hurt in the progress, like the whole situation, they're getting hurt. And I think everyone just needs to loosen up a little bit. Do you know what I mean? It's the first week. A lot can happen.
So that's the boys. You come in pretty strong and say, well, the boys are being themselves. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you. That kind of leads me to believe that the girls aren't, or some of the girls aren't. Can you tell me who you're kind of referring to? Who's standing out to you to thinking, right, she's here for Boo, Pretty Little Thing, In the Style, etc., mm-hmm. etc.?
I mean, I think probably what most people are thinking right now is obviously Samantha and Joey. Like, you don't know if she's actually a fan of Joey or the fact she's a fan of Joey Essex. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think she's giving off that vibe. And it's hard to watch for me because she's a lovely girl, like, and obviously she's panicking when one of the girls came in and like kissed him and took him to hide, like wanted to take him to the hideaway and stuff like this. And I don't know if she's panicking because she actually likes him or she's worried about the outcome of everything. Do you know what I mean? Which, like, no one will know because we're only watching 40 odd minutes or something. Like, the rest of the day, she might not be like that, or she might not be asking questions about Towie and all these different stuff. So it is a tough one. It is a tough one.
What was the general chat? So the evening Joey arrives, you kind of then get tipped off, right? He's here to nick one of the girls, basically.
Yeah.
What's the buzz like in that? Whether it was before being told he was there to nick one of the girls or whether it was after, what was the general thing? You said the whole atmosphere in the villa changed because a celeb had walked in and it kind of changed the game.
Yeah.
What was the vibe? Was there a lot of chat about him coming from TV? Was there a lot of people thinking, shit, he's getting to the final? Is he going to win this? I bet some of you haven't even unpacked your boxer shorts yet and put your clothes in the wardrobe. You're thinking, shit, should we just get the easy jet home? Get me to Malaga Airport because Joey's got it in the bag.
Well, that, I'll be honest, I didn't unpack.
Just as well.
Like, no, honestly, like when I tell you this, like, I didn't unpack just because I just knew it was going to happen. Like, I knew from the game as well, him kissing Samantha, and I knew the fact, like, from that time he came in, Samantha were practically like glued to him. Which, do you know what I mean? Being a lad and being in that sort of situation, like, you know,
yeah,
and
when
I had
know.
A feeling, and I was right with that feeling and stuff like that. Like I said, literally, I didn't even unpack, and it just kind of put such a heavy feel on the lads because, like I said, we've worked so hard to get there, and everyone, like, people who've done it understand, like, the progress you have to do and stuff like that, and the things you have to sacrifice. And to be in that situation on the first night when the excitement's so high and stuff like that, it was a difficult night for the lads. It really was. I'm not going to lie to you. But like I said, I'm kind of glad it happened to me, to be honest, because I kind of just had that chat with myself, and I knew I'm really strong in my head, so I just knew I was going to handle it the best way I could do.
Yeah,
and I'm glad no one got upset about being chucked out, to be honest.
Oh, that's good.
Who would you put your money on? I know it's very early days, the show's just started. Who do you think is going to win?
I think Kieran and Nicole.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think a single person would walk in and turn their heads, to be honest.
Really?
I do. I just don't know. Like, from the first day, like, I just had a feeling, and Yeah, I can definitely see something there, 100%.
Oh, brilliant. I love when love comes out of Love Island.
Oh, I love people being in love. So thank you so much for joining us, mate. And if you do go, well, I think ITV and Love Island have said there isn't going to be a Casamore, but there is going to be a twist.
Oh.
So maybe it's Casamore under a different name something's going to happen. So if you're involved in that, Sam, would you do us the pleasure of coming back on Access All Areas and bringing some more goss and spilling the tea for us?
Obviously, darling. Yes. Cool.
Thank you so much, mate. Best of luck with everything. Keep in touch, and I'll let you get back to social media and booking in them lovely ladies and sorting out their highlights and their cut and blows.
Yeah, appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Bye, Sam.
Bye, Sam.
See you later. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye.
Oh, lovely boy.
So nice.
Lovely, lovely man. Right, guys, we're going to go to a little break, and then we're going to be joined in the studio by I Kissed a Girl's Abby and Leisha. We will see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents What the
Health with Gabby Allen. Joining me now is Millie Gooch, author and founder of Sober Girls Sobriety Society. I need to know what is so bad about dating sober.
I think it's just terrifying when it's something that you're not used to, because when I was drinking and dating, you know, like, you use it to calm your nerves, you use it for confidence, you rely on it. And I think that's the one thing I realised when I stopped drinking, is how much I really relied on alcohol. I was always kind of saying, you know, like, oh, I'm not dependent on it, but for my confidence I was really. But I also think there's so many benefits to it, like I used to go on so many dates when I was drinking, I'd be like, they are the one, and then I'd meet them like a few weeks later sober and I'd be like, we've got nothing in common, what was going through my mind? I'd be like, oh, it was because I was drunk.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
Harpreet, how are you, my love?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? It looks fun in there.
I want to talk about this because obviously you met your partner on The Apprentice. When did you start to get that feeling, I'm into him and this is more than just a banter or a friendship? Because it's a close environment being on a show like that, isn't it?
I really wish I could sit here and give loads of juicy gossip, but actually we used to secretly meet in the laundry room on the show, but we didn't. And when I actually last spoke with yourselves, I think it was right after I'd won, we weren't even flirting, never mind dating. First time that I thought I actually fancied him was when I watched him on TV and I watched episode one. Hang on. You know, he's actually really good looking.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani.
And joining me in the studio, we have Deputy Leader of the Green Party, Zach Polanski. Zach, thank you so much for joining us. How are you keeping, Zach?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
So you're hoping for four MPs in the general. You think that's going to happen?
Yeah, that's absolutely the minimum at what we're
I don't want to be Piers Morgan here, but will you take out, I don't have £1,000, will you take a £100 bet with me that you'll get four MPs?
Well, I do everything in politics to talk about the harms of gambling. So for me to place a bet on there would be pretty, you know, pretty horrendous.
Before we had you on, we discussed with the producers as to whether I should do the bet joke, and I said I would because I had every faith that you would answer it in the way I expect a politician of any moral
standing. We should also talk about cryptocurrency, which also is very problematic.
Rishi, if you're listening, mate, that's how you answer a betting question.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to FUBAR Radio. It's Access All Areas, and yes, we are live. And I've just had the lovely girls, Abby and Leisha, from this year's I Kissed a Girl, walk into the studio. Ladies, how are you?
Good.
Right, so much to talk
about.
We've
just been talking hair extensions.
Yeah, all things hair. How did you, first question, how was the experience for you? Obviously, you found each other.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
It was honestly like a whirlwind of an experience. Like,
yeah,
we went through so it was many nerve-wracking, emotions. Yeah,
but it ended up well for us.
Incredible. Yeah, because you're the only two together.
We're the lucky ones.
Yeah. And it's so rare to find love on a reality TV show.
Oh God,
even when it is about finding love, it's rare. So you guys are so lucky.
Yeah.
How long have you been together now?
Well, it got filmed in September.
Yeah, since September, so like 8 months.
Yeah.
So going well.
Yeah.
And people didn't think that you were going to stay together because you were actually voted off the show because you were like the least likely to end up together. What? Or like, how does it feel to prove everyone wrong?
Well, we've been getting like people on social media like you're only with each other to prove everyone wrong. We need to travel up 7 hours to come and see it every weekend. I don't think so.
Too much effort.
You just can't win, can you?
No, honestly. How have you found social media? Because I'm always interested. I always speak to people that have come from TV shows, coming to the studio, and there seems to be something about, I always think 99% of social media is lovely. I love it. So I'm never here to bash it, but I'm very passionate about, I've campaigned for nearly 6 years to kind of put an end to trolling, because I just think trolls, there's no one wants to be, well, we all want to be liked, but
yeah,
we've got to not lose sleep over people not liking us. So there's one thing having an opinion, blimey, I've got plenty of opinions, but I think it crosses a line when it kind of comes to really dark stuff. But even if it's not quite as bad as dark, like the death threat shit, some people are just vile and nasty. Like, troll-wise, have you come across trolls on social?
We have, but yeah, people get obsessed.
Yeah, like, so obsessed. I think you've had a bit more backlash than myself.
Yeah.
But it's hit me harder, because I hate it.
No, yeah, it kind of went over my head, because I just know that's how social media is. Yeah. And, like, they're just accounts that, they don't even have a profile picture, but you take it to heart a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, it upsets me.
Yeah, and I'm the type of person, I'm very confront, like, and that's what you saw on the show. So people were like, oh my gosh, she's a narcissist. Yeah. She's looking at her looking down on Abby. But you're like, you see 5 minutes over 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So it just went over my head, but it kind of got to you, didn't
it? Yeah, 100%. And like, to be fair, as far as like homophobia goes, the only sort of homophobic comments I've seen is like on the BBC post, and it's like 40-year-old white men.
Yeah, that's
Facebook.
A dude.
It's always straight white men.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Yeah. But the only thing they can say is like, for me, it's like, you look like a dude. And I'm like, and?
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, we haven't had a lot of homophobic comments,
have we?
Which is really good.
It's so, I mean, it blows my mind how in 2024 we still have homophobia. Yeah. I can't get my head around people give a shit who people love anymore. Like, it's literally, as gay people, it's just bizarre to me that anyone's still bothered, let alone voices it. I put something on my Instagram, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. Someone felt the need to come up to me at a train station and call me a pillow biter.
What?
Well, firstly, have you seen the veneers I'd get from a lot of pillows? Secondly, I've never bit a pillar in my life. Read into that what you will. And thirdly, even if you thought that, and love and light to you if you're homophobic, because that's enough. I do hate the word homophobic. You ain't phobic about homos, you know what I mean? Like, I've got a phobia of spiders and heights because they petrify. Gays don't scare you, you're just a wanker.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You ain't fucking phobic. But like you say, it's always middle-aged people. Well, I don't know if girls would get it as bad in terms of you get all backs against the wall, but it's a geezer that would struggle to sleep with a girl.
Yeah,
do you think any self-respecting gay man would want to shag you?
Yeah.
Backs against the wall, lads. No, you're all right, Kevin.
Have you seen yourself? No. But the thing is, with those comments and those men, I often find they're probably really closeted and have been for so many years that they lash out on people who are out and proud because they're secretly like jealous.
I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
In my town.
Yeah. I've met one or two. But I do also think, I do really pity them in so many ways, because I think I'd hate to live my life that bothered by other people, because it's cliche, cheese on toast, but love really is love, and it's such a special thing. In whatever form that comes, life's hard enough, especially now. Do you know what I mean? Cost of living, we've just come out of COVID, like, fucking hell, life's tough.
Yeah. I paid £4.50 for coffee on the way here.
Yeah,
that I need
expensive.
It, I'm so tired.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Remortgaging the house for a friend. Jesus. So, girls, what has it been like life now after the TV show? Because obviously your love blossomed in size.
Yeah.
So what has it been like now without the cameras and without the production
and
everything?
Oh my God. I feel like we had such a long break and it was like nothing happened and we could kind of just enjoy our relationship privately.
Busy.
And now it's like all eyes are on us. Like even today, like coming here, we had like four people stop us, cameras in our face. Can we get a selfie? Which we absolutely
we're in a rush.
Yeah, we've
got an interview.
Yeah.
Like even like events and stuff like last weekend, like it's just crazy all the love and support and even we were in Tesco's, weren't we, the other day?
Oh,
and
yeah.
there's this little girl, 7 years old, came up to us.
And her mother was like, she's such a big fan. And we were just like, wow, we didn't realise how much of an impact we get on the younger generation, like that crazy. Young as well.
Yeah, it's such
it's mad.
Shock.
Yeah.
And the floods of like messages that I've received. And even people like who I was in school with that have now come out to me. And I'm like, whoa, this is amazing. Like, it's surreal.
Incredible shows like what you were on, like, make such an impact, don't they?
Yeah, it's
like,
incredible.
And you don't even realize it. You think it's entertainment, but actually, it's bringing, like, you know, a different community into our TV screens, into our living room.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's so important about shows like yours and even. Like when it comes to like, again, like we were saying, it's just bizarre to us that people have these closed minds. But the uproar you kind of get when two guys dance together on Strictly or two guys on Dancing on Ice. But the only way we're going to kind of progress in life is to teach the next generation that this is normal.
Okay.
And to not treat it as anything different, because every cartoon and every fairy tale is all prince and princess. There was never two princes, two princesses. But I think to kind of have TVs on in the corner of a living room, TV is such an amazing medium for, like say, 7-year-old girl in Tesco's.
Yeah.
Like, for people just to see, because then it's no big deal. I don't believe anyone's born homophobic. No one's born racist. Do you know what I mean? So if from a little girl, little boy, little whatever, you kind of grow up and you just see that on the screen, there's nothing to be fearful of. You won't be phobic of it. Do you know what I mean?
Another normal thing.
It's a normal thing,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like with the show as well, which is different to other dating shows, it was so educational.
Yeah.
It was like so like the word lesbian. Like we didn't even know where it came from.
I didn't.
What it meant. No. And like we all just were so like tearful from
where
it.
Where did it come from?
You can explain it if you want.
Yeah, so it was like years and years and years ago. So it was like lesbians that kind of looked after gay men when they were ill, and it was
in
just
the
like
AIDS crisis.
Yeah, and
so
that's why
so
sad. L is the first letter of like LGBT, and I didn't have a clue
because I would always say, oh, I'm into girls. Sometimes I would use the word queer.
Yeah.
Hated using
never
the word
lesbian
because I feel like there's a lot of shame and like I'd feel myself getting red and embarrassed, even on TV, if like they mention the word lesbian. Mm. Sometimes it's not used in, you know, a nice way.
Because you know that people look at you knowing you are a lesbian and then something comes on and you're like, oh, it's me.
Yeah.
They're just referring to me.
Hey, it's me.
The problem is me.
So girls, I've got to ask, let's talk reunion drama. Priya, she come back married. What's your thoughts on Priya coming back married? What goes on here?
I think when we got told it, I was literally like, I was a bit smug.
Yeah.
At the time. But obviously, we found out ages ago.
Yeah.
And I think now it's like,
we were just waiting for it to come
back. We were like, wait, we're just sitting on it. But I think, like, all jokes aside, like, she's in love. She's got a wife. She's happy. I think Nay's happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't condone any of
like
the
stuff.
Like
they say, it is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is. But I think she's had quite a lot of backlash on socials, which obviously we don't condone or agree with.
No, it's not nice.
And I think they're both happy now. But at the time, like, it was such a big shock, wasn't it? We just couldn't believe it. But then again, we're all lesbians.
Yeah. I feel like Nay built it up a lot inside, because to all of us we thought, oh, they're fine, the both of them, they've talked it out. As soon as she sat in that hot seat, she just went boom. And everything came on.
I think because Nay is very like reserved and chill, plays it kind of cool, never say boo to a goose, do you know what I mean? And then she just blurted it all out and
we were like,
whoa, where did this come from?
Even Danny was like, okay, can we just take it back a few steps?
Danny literally thought it was a joke, didn't she? She didn't believe it.
I bet Danny Minogue's never seen anything it, do you know what I mean? Hell, what's going on? But there is something quite I don't know what you'd use, but in terms of having that emotional offload, like when you've built something up and you finally get to sit down, I think that's quite a, what would the word, do you know what I mean? It's a good thing. That ain't the word. I've not spent that long trying to find the word good. But the words escape me. But not euphoric, but maybe euphoric. That kind of, a release where you kind of go, right, I've got to get this off my tits. Do you know what I mean? X, Y, Z. I've got receipts. This is how I feel.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of move on. That's how I think I'd rather say it is I put my balls on the table, I wipe my mouth and I move on.
Yeah.
I can't bear the bullshit running around being like Jekyll and like not saying it to someone's face. She'll even tell you what time it is. Do you know, like, that's just how it's
got.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it kind of like after the reunion, I feel like there's been even more drama, especially on social media. Like Nay has a series out now called
Surviving Priya.
What's it called?
Fuck off,
Surviving
no.
Priya. No. Yeah, it's like part one, part what? Two, part three. But then on the fourth part, she's like, by the way, I haven't done this to get any hate at Priya.
And we're like, but yes, you have.
It has, but that's, I don't condone the trolls.
No, I think Nay, so the backlash that Priya's had out of Surviving Priya, I think Nay's now realised, shit, like I've created this hate kind of thing. So she's now made a video to say, like, please don't give her hate. Yeah. And they're all like, you've given this persona, like, way on the hate.
It's backtracking. It's more of it.
Like,
what have I done?
A bit of a disaster.
Brutal. Aye, aye, aye. Fucking hell. What's it like? Have you binged it?
Well, we saw an interview that Priya did, and it was literally Priya talking about Surviving Priya. It's a big thing on social media. You need to look at it.
What's the, have you watched the show? Yeah, have you seen Surviving Priya?
We've seen a couple.
They're like, we've been to every night.
No.
Yeah, we did watch them, but we're now
they're
blocked.
Quite short, aren't
we're
they?
We're now blocked on Nay's TikTok. Yeah.
I can't really binge
that's
it.
That's a bit some hot tea for you.
Yeah.
Have you spoken to Priya? Has she seen it?
Yeah, she's aware of it. Priya's all right. She's happy with... And do you know what? Her wife is quite... She's a nice person, isn't she?
Her wife is lovely.
You just can't not dislike her. Like, she's been on nights out with us and stuff, and she is nice.
She's just very chill. Yeah. And I just think, like, just need to put it to bed. Like, people just need to get over it. She's happy. Mm. You know, she's a housewife. She's living in America. She's living her best life.
Let's talk about being blocked. Why have you been blocked?
Oh, well...
Are you on bad terms? I'm guessing so. It's not the friendliest of
moves.
It was just like, long story short, Nay didn't like a TikTok. She thought it was referring to something else and she got it on the wrong foot, didn't she? And she just went all out on the group chat for me. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, you're in the group chat. Does she know you can read this and see this?
No, I said, like, why don't you message me privately instead of trying to do it on an audience?
Oh, so she wasn't bitching about it. So she come for you in the chat in front?
And I was like, you've got some issues you need to sort out.
Why would you not pick up the phone and call you or message you?
She's like, wait until I see. I was like, damn.
Is she calling it on?
Then she blocked me and everything. And I just kind of said, like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is so childish. And then we haven't spoken since then, have we?
So when you come face to face, might there be a tear up?
I will honestly laugh
in
her face.
In the room.
I think it's so, like, things like that, like arguing in public and stuff, it just goes over my head. Like, it's so childish.
It's embarrassing.
And it was, she was going all out. And I was just like, what is this?
My mouth was literally like... But
from the wording of that, do you think she's almost... is there potential this could go beyond a verbal fight? Do you think angry enough that this could get physical?
I told you, I was like, if she comes up to me, I will honestly walk away. Like, I find it so embarrassing arguing in public. Like, how old are you?
Stood in the street screaming or scrapping. Yeah.
What was the TikTok that got her so riled up?
So I don't even remember.
What was it?
It was like, oh, can't wait for the reunion, she commented. And I said, she commented, it is what it is, like cockily. So I said, like, oh, let's wait until the reunion because she's getting it back, isn't she? So I was like, don't be cocky on my TikTok. And then I said something like, oh, la cry. And she kind of like thought I'd meant something like she was crying and she just, she took it to heart and she just went all off.
It went off.
So, girls, I've got to ask you one last question. I'm so sorry, literally, that the interview's gone so quick, but I've got to wrap up the show. But one last thing I've got to ask. We've seen a love blossom post-show, which was announced on the reunion. Yeah. Tell us about that. Who are you close to? Like, are you close to both or...?
Megan Layla.
Do
you know what? Like, from the show, I'd say, like, we've both gotten so much closer to them. Like, especially Layla. Like, I felt like she's a different person.
Lovely.
Show. Yeah. She is so nice, so down to earth, and they're really...
She was very closed up in the Masseria, wasn't she? And then came out a different person.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, we're very close. We've got a little group chat just there, haven't we?
What's it called? Power couples.
Are you surprised they ended up together?
Yeah. No, I'm not. just because you said that, like, we knew someone was coming in for Meg, don't we? Like, we just knew. Yeah. Like, we were like, Meg, just wait, but, just wait. And she came in and she fancied her.
Yeah,
and it just
but
didn't
I
work
thought
out.
Meg and Eva were endgame. Because obviously we left before yeah. everything, yeah. so we had no idea. And the next thing, Meg and Layla were together. But they're so, they are really well suited.
Yeah.
They're like an edgy couple. Love they complement each other well.
Yeah. Good. I love that.
I said last question, but I'm literally going to squeeze this in. My producer's going to literally be having a heart attack outside. One last thing. So group chat, not power couple, the main I Kissed a Girl group chat. Is everyone still in it? Have we seen people leave?
Yeah.
A few people
yes to
have
what?
Left.
And then came
yeah,
back.
They've left, come back.
Oh, I hate that when you have to go back. If you and leave, do you yeah. know what? Leave or stay.
I think Priya's come out in and out about 10 different times
yeah.
now.
But do you know what? I'd give it to her. I wouldn't want to stay in that group chat either if I was her.
Sometimes for your mental health, you have to. Girl, yeah. Yeah. thank you so oh, much for coming.
For
an absolute
us.
Pleasure. Thank you guys for listening. Me and Ellen will be back this time next week. Until then, take care and have the most amazing week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.